Yo.
Yo, what's up?
How's your day been?
Great, great, lovely. You?
Mine's been splendid. Welcome back, everybody, to the Imagination Creates podcast. And today we have a special guest with us. His name is the one and only Dave, aka Big Body Dave, aka the creator of the Big Body or Big Body Life, right? Big Body Life
Yes,
podcast.
sir. Big Body Life, Yusuf. Yes, sir.
So tell us a little about yourself.
Well, first of all, how are you guys today?
We're pretty good. What about you?
I'm doing awesome. Doing awesome. You know, it's like 10, 11, 9:30, and a little bit tired, but you know, we're gonna get through this podcast. I'm definitely excited for it. So, who am I? I'm a podcaster. I like game designing, and I mean, yeah, that's about it, man. Not much to it.
Podcast.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. So today we just wanted to bring you on, and you know, as fellow podcasters, we wanted to see, you know, you're very successful, very, very good at this stuff. You got more experience than us. And we just wanted to see the origin story. So let's start with the idea. How did this idea come upon you for you to start upon, like, to start this podcast?
Okay, so it's always been on the back of my mind to start a lot of things, and I'm sure like some viewers can relate to this. It's like, yo, I want to do this thing, or like maybe I want to build a business, I want to do this. It's always been like maybe start a podcast, right? But it wasn't until COVID hit where my friend started a podcast, a football one, Audie Mr. 90 Yards, shout out, man, I love you. But he started one, right? So I was like, yo, why not I start one? Right, I was like, you know, people like hearing my conversations. You know what I mean? Like, people like hearing me talking stuff. At least that was my perception at that time, what it was. Right, so I was like, why not start a podcast? And how it went was, I made my first episode. People liked it. You know, I spread it around. And at this time, like, I had a very, very, very big ego before even this podcasting. I just did. Like, I don't know why, man, but I just had a really big ego. And I'm not ashamed. I'm like, I'm no, not. I am ashamed of it. My bad. You know, but we'll get on that later. My point is, you know, I knew I could do it. I was very, very confident in myself. Like everything I did, I really, really believed in myself, right? So I did that episode, and then, you know, I got a decent amount of views, whatever. And I was like, why not keep making episodes? So I kept making episodes, and you know, it was raising views, man. Like I thought I was gonna get like 10 to 20 views, but it started being like 100 and 1,000. Like, you know what I mean? It was crazy. And then I got my first sponsorship within 2 weeks in, called Rogue Energy. Oh, and this is where my ego went off, man. Like, I am not proud of this, but I would constantly talk about it. Like, you know, I'd be nice to people and stuff, but I still in the back of my mind think, back of my mind think, oh, I'm better than this person, better than that person. But whatever, I got my sponsorship, cool, whatever, you know. Then, you know, I kept moving on, and views would start spiking up, man. Like, it was just basketball interviews and stuff. But I guess during quarantine, people had nothing to do, right? So this checked
Nothing
out
to
my
do,
heart.
yeah.
Of course, yeah. Like, people knew how explosive I am a lot of times. Like, for example, like I'd get hyped, or I'd like, you know, change. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like
Yeah.
my personality, right, man? So that was something, you know, I guess people liked about it. But what really, really, really turned it. But okay, hold on, let me backtrack a little bit. So I did that, and eventually, like, I got a good amount of views, and then I was like, yo, why am I not happier? And then I was like, yo, maybe I just need more views. Like, I haven't even hit 100K streams yet, or like, I haven't even this yet. So, took a break. I didn't really know what to do, but this happened with me doing game design. And that's another story. We're doing talking about podcasting right now, but I got into game design. So, I took a little bit of a break. And then I was like, bro, I need to come back. Like, I got to come back. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be like, I hate being like a failure. You know, when you start something and then you
Yeah,
just, you know,
you
stop.
hate like kind of like putting something down
Oh,
before it's
yeah.
finished, you
I
know?
hate wasted potential. That's the thing I cannot stand, Yusuf. So what I did was I took like 1 or 2 week break, and then I know how. So this is where my podcasting got. All right. So for me, I'm known for my political debates. I'm sure Esteban knows Esteban. Like, I'm sure you've seen like a lot of crazy things happen
Yeah.
from debates.
That's fun.
Have you heard?
We've definitely hit upon like we were talking about your podcast a couple of weeks back, and we're like, he really goes off on these political debates. Like, you really go into some controversial topics
Oh yeah.
and you just say your soul, and that's a very commendable thing, because that's like, you don't care what anybody else thinks. It's your opinion, and
Yeah,
it's like, it's
cause
my political opinion is very, very respected.
exactly. I didn't care what anyone thinks, and like I've had this mentality. I'm as one as where I didn't really care what like if people what the people thought of me, because I already knew people didn't really have like the best like view on me. Like, you know, like he's a but sure, he's successful. You don't mind my language. I apologize. I just realized you not have said that. But, you know, he's basically, he's not a good person. He's not like the best person, but he's successful. So whatever. So political things, man, like I spoke my mind. I said whatever was on my mind, bro. Cause like, I hate it when people control me or put me in a box. And I was like, just cause I have some different political opinions and stuff. And my political things are very like some Democrat, some Republican, whatever. It's not just, I'm not pleasing one side. You know what I mean? But I would hold these debates, you know, where it'd be like BLM, ALM, all this stuff. And that's when my podcast took off. So that was all of like summer. I did that. And then September and October, I wasn't depressed, man, but those were two of like the hardest months of my life, man. Like I was going through it over a bunch of things, man. So those weren't the best. I only uploaded two podcasts those 2 months. I got a lot of hate for this one podcast I did with a TikToker. And like, I know, like I said, I did not, like, I didn't really care what people thought, but the hate was crazy, man. Like, it was from his audience and stuff. So I just took a break. And then, like, again, like, I took two breaks, but, you know, taking breaks are important, man. You know, like, not, you can't just, you got to take breaks, man. Like, it's your mental, like, my mental health is more important than, like, a couple of views here and there. So we're going to talk about October. October is my favorite podcast one. You know, I had a lot of debates, interviews. That's where I went the hardest. I think October, not my hardest month, but like one of like the craziest months where like I think my best content was made in October, where it'd be like some sexual assault, just like some pedos and stuff, like, you know, like crazy stuff, man. You know, debates.
All and actually, I did want to talk about that real quick. Those episodes where you did bring on people who were sexually assaulted and stuff, that's actually also a lot of respect for you for that. You brought more attention to something that a lot of people or else overlook. Out there, but people don't see like how common it is, and so you brought attention to that.
A lot of people don't want to bring that on their show because how controversial it is. It's like, mm-hmm. like, you know, but I did not care, bro. Like, my whole podcast is thrived on controversy, you know what I mean?
the controversial podcast,
definitely. So that's how it was last year, right? But October, that happened. November in October, I went really hard, man. Like, it was crazy. And now we're gonna talk about this year. This is where my podcast took it to new
real levels. Real quick before you go on to this year.
Of course.
I did want to ask real quick, as a beginner, so when you first very began, how did you like expand your podcast? Obviously, this is for us as podcasters who are also very beginner, we're trying to expand ourselves, and for our fellow viewers who are gonna start a podcast or wanna start a podcast or any type of you know, something. You know, so how did you bring up your traction?
I would say, Yusuf, it was a lot of adjustment. Like, bro, I wouldn't just stick to one topic. You know what I mean? Like, if I saw something working, I keep doing it. If I saw something else working, I keep doing that. So this year, for example, I did a lot of sports interviews. Man, like, I made a lot of connections. You know, in my opinion, I don't think, like, getting, like, a good college resume, all that stuff, I don't think that's, like, the key to getting a good job. I believe it's connections. Mm-hmm. And I would say this year I've made the most connections.
Networking is what we talked about.
Networking, exactly. Yeah.
I was going to say, that's the word. Networking is the most important thing, man. I cannot tell you how important it is. And that's how I've made a lot of views, you know, because, like, you know, these athletes, like, see my show and they like my style of episodes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, like, they'd, like, shout it out on their story. A bunch of their other athlete friends would do it. That's how it kept going, bro. So it started with a kid named Bruce Batman. He's the best football player at school, probably, I'd say. He has like 3-4 offers, right? I hit him up, he wanted to do a podcast. He shouted out on his story, right? Me and him became friends, and that's how it started, man. Like, for these last couple months, I've just been getting his friends, and then his friends of friends. And that's just how my mind was. I was like, let me get him, he's gonna shout it out. And then this is really technical. So he'd shout it out, and then as soon as he'd shout it out, I'd show my views, how many total views I'd have. So his people, his friends, already like super duper like got offers and stuff, they'd want to come on too. So that was my trick, man. Like, it's helped so much, man. Networking,
I think that's a very good trick, because I noticed the way that me and my fellow creator here with me, you know, my friend, the one, you know, your two hosts,
yeah,
right, we what we did was we wanted to keep season one. You're going to be on season two, obviously. I think the first or second episode. Season one was going to be strictly just us. We wanted to introduce any audience that comes on later or comes on as of right now, right, to our ideas, to the way we think, to the way life is. in our opinions and in things we've seen in the world, right? Apart, along with that, you actually hit upon a podcast we made, networking. We did talk about the importance of networking and your friends and so on and so forth. And so to us, that's how we started. And I feel this season is supposed to be a bunch of interviews. We're supposed to get a bunch of people to interview to bring upon more like views on ourselves and more eyes. Because our podcast isn't just something we do for fun. It's very fun for us. But we also want to, you know, talk, you know, to people, learn from people, help other people learn, you know, stuff like that. Like, put our ideas out there and get more ideas from people. You know, help people grow without, since we physically can't be there for everybody that's going to listen to this podcast, whether it be this one or the ones before. We want to help people grow in our most way. You would agree with me, right, host?
Yeah, no, of course. There's always opportunity to learn from something, from somewhere. There's always something interesting to hear from everything. So,
cool. You have any question for him? Like, quick question for him? I've been asking all the questions, so I was wondering if you had anything.
Let me think. Did you ever, like, I don't know, like, would you say, like, right now you've got a balance of your lifestyle? Like, is everything balanced the way it is? Are you where you want to be?
Where I want to be, podcast wise,
just
game design, not yet. Not until I get my other, I've got like some games to lead, but not until I get the one I'm leading in, until I get that done, then I'll be chilling. But what I've learned, bro, is last 2 months have been super important because I've been going through it. I'm gonna be honest, like, this is, you know, but point is like, how do I say this? I've learned not to be happy after I achieve something, but just to be happy all the time, bro. Like, if I hit a milestone, I'll be as happy as I was before I hit that milestone. You know what I mean? So at this point, like, I'm not, before you speak, oh, after this game's done, I'll be happy. After this many views, I'll be happy. But at this point, bro, it's just be happy, bro. Because you can't just wait till you get, like, achieve something.
This is the way I think about, like setting, like, success points and check marks. Like, if, for example, if you're an actor, and your success point is getting an Oscar, and the next day you die and you don't get that Oscar, then you'll never get that, you know, that satisfaction of reaching that success point. So if you have a success point or a satisfaction point in your life that's way too far away, I'm not saying it's possible, but it's too far away from your reach, and you don't reach it before, you know, and you happen to die before you reach it, then you're never, you got to be like always satisfied with where you are constantly, you know. You just gotta constantly succeeding.
I kind of agree with that, but here's how I separate happiness from goals. My own goals in life, stuff I want to do, but I don't tie my happiness to my goals. I tie my happiness with the way I am, so how content I am. The way I do it is, let's say I'm going through something, right, or something, I'm struggling with something, whether it be life or something, or I got an injury. I always look to, you know, my situation is better than someone that probably can't walk, or my situation is better than someone who's struggling more than, you know. And this keeps me at a higher level of gratitude, so that I can appreciate everything that I physically have and even the bad things that happen. And this appreciation allows me to grow and keep my happiness levels at the rates that I want them without having to, you know, rely on my goals. My goals bring me happiness when I achieve them, because it's obviously, you know, I've worked very hard towards these goals. But to me, my main source of happiness isn't from that. My main source of happiness is from both my religion and just, you know, in like being content with my life and being grateful is how I keep my happiness. You know what I mean?
Even when it's worst, take the worst of it, the best of it.
Because life, the way I look at life, life isn't like, people don't go to highs and stay on highs. Life is like a roller coaster. You're kind of going up and down, up and down, up and down. And there's ups that are really high, and they're like the middle ups where you're like, you're doing good, but you're not too, you know, you're not sad or anything. And then, but you're not like extremely up there. And then there's like less than middle ups where you're not sad, you're not happy, you're just content, you know. And then there's lows, sads. And so those fluctuate every single day and every single week and every single year because you're human. And every single time something dense or goes up, that's because, you know, something happened in your life, whether it be good or bad. And you just, you know, if you can't roll with the punches, or if you can't look at it in a positive way, one day you're going to hit that, like, that dent, and you're going to go right through the track and fall off. You know what I mean?
Of course, man. I hear you, like, 100%. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. Whew.
All right. We'll be right back. Quick ad for all our creative minds out there who would like to start their own podcast.
All right, and we're back. Go ahead, Dave, and tell us a little bit about what you think of like mindset, its importance, its significance.
How about this? Find us the significance and everything of mindset and your definition of it, and then
how it's applied to you.
Yeah, and how it's applied to you and your growth, like your growth mentally, how you've grown by this podcast and in life in general as you went on with your podcast.
I think I've grown in the last year than I have from like the beginning of my life to last year, if you know what I mean. So my mindset used to be like, there's only winners and losers, you know, like only like some people are winner, and like if you're a loser, like, you know, your life's not worth it and stuff, or like stuff like, oh, your life's not worth it, it's about what you create, you know what I mean, all that top like stuff, you know what I mean. But I just ate something super spicy. Whew. But as I progressed, like, I've learned, bro, it's not about that. Like, there's no losers and winners in life, you know. Some people might be doing better than others, but that's fine, man. Like, it comes down to just, like, before it's be super competitive, I want to be better than everything. I want it to be, like, a better podcaster, a better gamer, a better athlete, whatever it was. You know what I mean? But now, man, I don't think it's like that, man. I think it just comes down to being a good person, bro. You know? And if you want, I can talk about more. If y'all want, I can elaborate more on that, if you'd like me to.
Yeah, go for it. Actually, we'd love to hear about it.
So I would say about a year, probably a year ago, I was not a good person, bro. Like, I was super duper, and I'm open about it. So I was super duper homophobic, transphobic, you know what I mean? I was never really racist. I was never racist. I've never been racist, you know, no one feels like, but I was definitely homophobic and transphobic, you know what I mean? Like, I would constantly go after them, or even depressed people, like, I would make fun of depressed people, be like, bro, they're depressed, like, they got a mental illness, you know, I mean, they're stupid. But, you know, I got in trouble doing something, like, about a month ago, and my parents have whipped me into shape, man. Like, I have realized, I've been doing so much thinking and stuff, and, I mean, yeah, man, like, I've realized it's not about just being successful and stuff, it's about, like, just being a good person, bro. Like, you can have all the success you want, man, but you're not gonna... No one's gonna remember you if you're not a good person. That's what it comes down to. So what I try to do is, like, I'm trying to redeem myself, babe, because I've done so much stuff, bro. Like, a lot of bad things. And the other host, he probably knows, you know what I mean? Like,
if of course we all know, like, the fullest version of ourselves, you know? I mean, but the way you put yourself out there, I guess, yeah. If you know that, then you know that, but I never really, you know, saw that in you, but...
I kind of noticed it. Obviously, for anybody that's watching this, who doesn't understand, all three of us are close friends, or friends in general. We've known each other for a while, and what I noticed a little bit about Dave a couple of years back, obviously I don't see it now, obviously, you were a little cocky and very, very inconsiderate of what you said around people, or what you said to people, and I kind of felt like that came off as, like, what's the reason?
Definitely.
Like, what's the reason for it? And so there's actually a question I have for you now that I never asked you back then when you were younger, is what do you think influenced that attitude in you? What, like, obviously everybody's influenced by both their environment and their thoughts, and usually your thoughts as a child are influenced by your parents or the life you've lived or the environment you are in or the people or the friends you've made. So my question to you is, what do you think influenced you the most to be the way you were before, obviously, your whole change in heart?
Like, you know, I used to cry talking about this, but I think I'm over it now. So before, I used to be a really, really good kid before this happened. But unfortunately, my mom got cancer and for a couple years, and there was really no one to keep me in control. And this was around fifth to sixth grade. So, you know, my dad had to take care of her, you know, all that stuff, man. So I didn't really have no one to watch over me as much or keep me in control, like, Dave, don't do this. Dave, don't do that. Dave, this is wrong. You know what I mean? Like, I would be the type of guy before this all happened. Like, if someone was, like, cold and I was cold, I'd give them my jacket. That type of guy. Right? But, you know, that's what happened around fifth to sixth grade. And, like, it was a lonely time, bro. Like, I was not happy. You know, I would It was all right. Like, I could just, it wasn't the best at home, man. Like, there was so much going on, bro. Like, I didn't think I would see my mom again and stuff. And that behavior just came down to, like, look, bro, Dave, you gotta, like, take care of yourself. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta believe in yourself. You gotta do, like, what you can. And I mean, I think that's what happened. And that just developed into, like, not just an ego, but kind of, like, this world ain't good. Because before I was super innocent, man, like, I thought the whole world was good and stuff. Like, I was super duper innocent. Like, once I found this happened out, I was like, bro, this world's a terrible place. Like, you gotta be bad to survive. And I mean, yeah, only recently, like, I found this still good in this world, bro. Like, you know. But that's what happened with me. I used to get emotional talking about it, my bad. But I think that's where my head went wrong for a couple years, you know what I mean?
I think one, it's for me, it's not the man before, but the man after. Because there's a little saying, I don't know where I got it from, but people don't technically fear the man who's lost, but the man who's found, who was lost and found his way back. And you were lost at one point. People didn't fear you. A lot of people that I knew kind of made fun of you for the person you are. A lot of them probably didn't know. I didn't even know about this, surprisingly. A lot of people probably didn't know about what actually influenced you and were just going off what you did, which is normal, by the way.
I was broke, bro. I'm gonna be honest. Like, I was bad, bro.
Yeah, I get that, by the way. And you know, I don't like people that judge people without knowing, but at the same time, your actions speak louder than what happened to you. I also believe in the fact that your circumstance doesn't fully, like, it affects some of you, but you can change yourself and
no
be
excuses.
The person regardless.
I'm not making any excuses. I don't want people to be like, I don't want anyone to feel bad for me. Like, what I did was ultimately me, but I'm just saying, like, I think that's what went wrong. Maybe it wasn't, you know what I mean? But at least from, like, you know what I mean? There is still 100% me being homophobic, transphobic. There's no excuse in that. Like, I'm gonna take responsibility for my actions. But, like, bro, at this point, all I can do is make amends. You know, like, I try to, like, give to, like, lonely kids, depressed kids. You know, like, maybe give kick-ass, like, send a note. I don't, like, there's not much I can do, man. But, you know, I've never done anything, like, super duper bad. I don't think I've done anything like that. You know what I mean? But, you know,
it's good that you worked on it, honestly. It's good. It's good. I'm actually, it's something to be very proud of, that you were able to, you know, 360 your life around. And it's very unfortunate at a young age for your mom to have cancer and not to have either your parents to kind of advise you. And, you know, there's a group of people that will take advantage of that. So, I mean, maybe you had people in your life that were also like that. And, you know, the world is a very cruel place.
But I think there's not
like remembering. Yeah, obviously, yeah. There's kindness everywhere. One thing I love to always remember, even if there was no kindness in this world, which there is, by the way, there's good in every corner you look. You just have to look hard enough. For me, life itself is a gift. You are given life.
Oh yeah.
By God, right? By Allah, because I'm Muslim. That's how I'm gonna say it, right? By Allah, and you're given your life, and that in alone of it is a gift. Now, life, obviously, some people are like, I didn't ask to be born. I didn't ask to come into the world. I didn't ask you. Obviously, you didn't ask, but you're now in this world, so you got to make the most out of it, right? And, you know, it's like, just even though you're going to experience a bunch of horrible things, and that's normal, whether you experience it at an early age like you did, whether you experience it later on in your life like a lot of people do, right? Death is going to find your door. Death is always going to be at your door, whether it be at an early age, like I said, or, you know, you grow old and then a friend of yours dies or your parents die at a very old age. May everybody's parents obviously out. I hope everybody's parents lives that long. But there's always going to be things that are going to, you know, as humans, we're going to be upset about. And so that's normal for us to always feel that there's evil around us. But there's also so many beauties. Listening to a bird chirp, that's a blessing a lot of people don't have. Even older people, by the way, scientifically, as we grow older, at around 50, 40
Bro,
or 50.
You could say just walking in general is a blessing.
Yes, yes. Breathing air is a blessing.
Being able to smell, walk, like, you gotta, don't look at all the bad things you have, look at all the good things you have, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of, you can find the good in everything, man. Like,
And, you know, life to me, it's gonna be sucking for a lot of us. And, you know, with all taxes and governments and people manipulating people, for me, the way I think of it is, if there is 2 billion worth, like, let me say it like this. If everybody in the world, 7.5 billion people, more now, obviously, because the population grew, right, were horrible degenerates, which not everyone is, by the way, I'm not saying they are, but if they were, right, and I'm one person, I would rather be my own person and be the best I could be at the top, at the best person I can be, both spiritually, mentally, and to other people. Join the 0.5 million people who gave up. Because to me, people who choose to choose a life and never change, like see their problem but never change, unlike you, you saw your problem and change. People who choose that way of life and choose to use people and stuff and like that, and then when they see the problem, they don't decide to fix it because, you know, under the fact of the world's bad, I'm not the only bad person, that excuse, you know, I'm not the only bad person on the planet. For me, those people have both given up on themselves and given up on the world, and to me those people have failed the most. You have failed both yourself and this world and your family and the people you love whenever you know what you're doing is wrong and you decide that because everybody else is bad, I'll be bad. That's when you become part of the problem that this world is trying to fix.
And I think I used to be like that, bro. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. Like, I used to be like that. Or like, the world's bad, all right, it's good, adjust to it. But now it's like, let's say this, if I see someone get bullied, before I just like laugh or not care. But now I'm like, I've learned, bro. Someone's like, has a lower social status than you or something, just stand up for them, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, even if it's their own friend, just like stop them from doing it. Like, you know what I mean? But yeah.
Use your resources to help people, even if you're not gonna give money. If let's say you're poor, right? But you're stronger. Let's say you're poor, got no money, but you're strong, and you see someone being hurt physically, step in. Unless you're gonna get killed. I mean, if you're gonna get killed, there's a police around.
I've seen you do it before, and I respect that. I remember this one time, this kid named Jake and Audie were gonna fight, and I still respect you for that. He like jumped in and tried to stop them from fighting.
Yeah, I took a punch to the face that day.
I remember, but that's still mad respect. Like, you know, standing up and all that against like everyone. Like, I respect that. You know, like, I still gotta give that to you.
Yeah.
For that, I gotta ask the other. What's the other host? I can't say his name. But the other host, like, wouldn't you see me like saying a lot of hurtful things?
Did I see you?
Like, you'd see me say a lot of hurtful things at lunch.
Well, honestly, man, I don't really remember anything.
Remember? Well, point is, like, I still remember. I'd say a lot of like homophobic, you know, transphobic stuff, or like stuff against depressed people. Like, I would say a lot of that, but yeah, I've moved on from that. Like I said, I can't change the past. Life is a game, you know, just do what you can in it, and I mean, yeah, fix what you got, but that's my whole thing, it's just finding redemption for that, you know what I mean? Just fixing what I've done, because I can't change it, so what am I gonna do, try to fix it? I'm not gonna cry about it, just, there's not much I can do, but that's my thing. To me, that's more important than my podcast, game, or anything. That's my biggest thing.
Your character.
Becoming better, yeah.
For sure.
And here's actually something I don't know if we touched upon this. I think we're going to make a whole podcast about this. Here's one thing where I feel like cancel culture fails. Cancel culture obviously is really good for when there's sexual assault and there's not many people talking about it. For that to break, corruption and stuff to come to light when it comes to that, and you know those people won't change, obviously, because, you know, someone who sexually assaults someone might not change. And even if they do change, they need to get, like, you know, a punishment for what they did. Where I feel like cancel culture fails is if, let's say, someone said something stupid 20, 30 years ago, and they're like 10 years old, and they've grown since then and are now advocates for good things and help people, to end their career and their power, even though they have done a full 360 and decided that what they said when they were 10 years old or when they're 15, 16, was extremely stupid. And now, as they grew, they realized, you know, let's say something racist, like the racial slur, right? Like the N-word, right? And as they went on in life, they realized that mistake was horrible. Now it's recorded, and let's say they get in an argument with a friend, right? And that friend just decides to expose him. This person, if they've changed and, you know, have realized they're wrong and amended for it, if you cancel them, and this is a very specific example. Like, if you have someone that's been sexually assaulted and you know the person and they're like famous or something, cancel them for all I care. Like, they need to get in trouble. If the law isn't doing its job, it is good for the people to speak up, help people get justice. And whenever I've noticed that whenever one person speaks out, another person speaks out, another person speaks out, another person speaks out, and then the truth actually comes up. Art, but the problem with that source, before I get too deep into this, is sometimes people will lie. And if someone lies and someone is caught into a rumble because someone decided to lie because they were upset, that's also when cancel culture becomes a very big fail, because you just took an innocent person, said they sexually assaulted someone, threw them into jail, or took their career away. And so that's where there's a lot of advantage disadvantages, of course, and cons, and I could go on this forever. But I feel it feels specifically in examples like this. Someone did something stupid long ago, but they've changed and decided they were going to be an advocate for good. And you come back and bring back their dark past. And not only that, burden them with something they said a long time ago, which means all words have power, by the way. But when you've changed and made sure that you never say a word like that again, you shouldn't burden a person with something they said 10, 20 years ago.
I got two questions for you guys regarding this. Do you think I deserve a platform with my stuff I've done?
I'll go first. Actually, no, you go.
Me? All right. For me. I don't believe anybody should like have anything taken away from them if they're trying to change, right? You, especially in your situation, like obviously other situations, it's, you know, there's no redemption with something like a murder. You can't really redeem yourself and bring the person back.
I think if you do sexual assault, you're done. Like that's messed up.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
that's,
you can't come back from that.
Here's the thing. You can never come back from that because you've made that mistake. However, you can grow mentally, like other people, grow mentally and fix yourself so that you never do that again and try to redeem yourself as much as you can. Which is
possible
because you've hurt this person sexually. So
anything even close to as despicable as that, like, it's not been that bad ever. You know?
Yeah. But, and so obviously for anybody, look, let's do it the base, the normal, like, you know, you said something stupid to someone or you're being mean or something, right? Like you were, right? I think anybody who is willing to change and grow their mind, and is willing to learn every single day something new, learn new ways, learn from people, experience life. You're gonna make mistakes as you go on, and so I believe you have every right to have your platform, as long as you keep going with this growth mindset and you keep doing good things for both the community and yourself, and not try to drag people down with your podcast. I think you deserve your platform. Anybody who tries to drag themselves, other people into the dirt for drama reasons, like you try to drag someone, other celebrity, into the dirt because you want views. If you do that, I don't think you deserve it, because you know. Some people don't really understand like how bad it is to be dragged into the dirt socially, especially when you're a celebrity. It feels like there's a million eyes on you, and a million of like half of those don't even know who you are, what you are, or who you are, what you've gone through. And so when you start getting, you know, bullet trained with like bullets of hate just because some guy decided to start random beef on the internet, I think at that point the person who did that doesn't deserve the platform. For you, never done anything like that. You're continuously growing, you're continuously learning. You're over here, by the way, on a podcast. If you were still prideful, you probably wouldn't be here because we're very small compared to you, right?
Can I be honest with y'all?
Yeah.
6 months
ago, my ego would have been so big, I would have thought y'all were too small for me. I'm going to be 100%. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. And I think I just got to be honest. Like, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Is like, you've grown so much to the point where you don't care that we're small. You care more about the message we're giving and the stuff we talk about. And you showed interest in that and decided to, you know, agree to come on, and that shows growth. When, like, out of this, I don't think you're really gonna like get anything from like our small audience, maybe like a couple of views, but for us, it's, we're probably gonna get more at, like, we're at more of an advantage coming on with you, right? And so, you know, you obviously deleted a lot of your pride, and you're very, you know, open to new things and new people, and you're very, you know, you're different, you're better, and that's good. So I think you deserve your platform. What about you, brother host?
I think it happened for a reason, right? You got it. It grew for a reason. And, if it weren't for all of it, then where would you be right now?
Got you, man. I mean, can I say something, though, real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, some of this is redemption. So, with my first $1,000 I made from my show, I donated it to cancer research.
Oh yeah, I admire
that. But let me get on this. Is that me doing good, or is that me just using my money? Because I'm not personally on the front line doing something. I'm just giving money away.
Here's the thing. I actually have a talk about this, and I'm gonna start with something even more. Some people will say he's clout chasing. You know, he's doing this so he gets more views, he gets more attention. Look, this guy's donating for cancer. I will tell you this, and this is very religious of me because I'm a very religious. I'm religious in general, right? Only person who knows what's inside your heart is Allah and you. Only you and him know exactly what's inside your heart. So for me to tell you you're clout chasing, or you're not helping, or you're just doing this because you want more views or more money, or whatever it may be, because some celebrities will actually do it for a ploy for money and stuff like that. I won't be able to tell you if you're doing it for that or not. What it matters is your intention when you give something out. If your intention is, we need these people to help with research, more funding, if you and stuff like that, if you give a dollar, it's a cumulative to $1 million who are given for the wrong reason. $1 given for the right reason is better for, to me personally, is better than $1 million given for the wrong reason. Because that $1 is sincere. That $1 million is, it has a twisted mind behind it. Like, there's a different agenda.
For me, like, what I tried to do is I lost a friend to cancer recently. So mm-hmm. I did that, and I tried to get other people to donate too. But, like, I never mentioned it on my podcast or nothing. Because I knew how that would go.
That's good. That's good. That's actually good. And even if you had mentioned it, as long as you weren't, like, clout chasing behind it and your intentions were pure, right, that's good. What about you, other hosts? What do you think?
I promise you, bro, like, that's, like, so below me. Like, even, like, it's, like, to use that for clout, bro. Mm-hmm. That's so below me, bro. Like,
what about you, other host? What do you think? What do you think about, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I mean, the truth, as humans or whatever, only we as individuals will know the full truth of something. And, you know, we'll never know if you're, like, lying or, you know, not saying the full truth. But as long as you know what you did it for, that's what matters, you know? It doesn't matter what.
Oh, even if the media starts speculating, like, if you get when you get bigger, or if you get bigger and you actually, like, and then you start showing up on, like, social media and Instagram and stuff like that, and people want to start speculating, you know, not that speculation to me and to yourself should not matter. They should say whatever they want, whatever they want. Like, here's the thing, there's a saying in Arabic, and it goes, like, pretty much, why don't answer a barking dog is the rough translation, right? Yeah. And the reason they say that is because a dog will continuously bark at you for no reason. You will just be walking down the street in Egypt or whatever, or, you know, Arab country, right? And it'll bark, 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 bark. If you answer to the dog, it's pointless. Like, answering to the dog, there's no reason for it. So you keep going with your life. And as the dog barks nonsense for no reason while you're walking down your way, right? You know what you're doing, whether it be right or wrong. Only you and Allah know, obviously, God knows. So you do you, right? As long as you know you're not hurting anybody, right? And that dog will continuously bark, because as always, we all know, regardless of whether you're in this industry, other industry, whatever industry, or even life in general, there's gonna be people who wait on you for no reason. There's gonna be someone out there who just looks at you and is always envious, or just has something against you for no reason, and will go out of their way to find something to hurt you, even if there's nothing off on you to actually hurt you. And so what I think it is, I think people are just gonna be people, man. I think there's always going to be toxic people in the world, and so all you can do is really do you, and just, you know, try to be as good of a person as you can.
Of course, man, I got you. Well, thank you for the response. That was good. That was a good intake.
No problem. So sorry to put this podcast to an end. Obviously, we're going to bring Dave on more times. He's an amazing guy. We'd like to talk to him about more things, so he'll be on here more if you guys want to hear him. All right, thank you guys for tuning in. As always, keep imagining. Keep creating. Anything you want to say, Dave?
Thanks for having me on, bro. It was fun. It was a lot of fun for sure.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Definitely, man.
We'll see you guys on the next one.